You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. What would it be like to own your own lighthouse? If you've ever asked yourself that question, there's one for sale in the Manitou Passage. The federal government is auctioning off the 81-year-old North Manitou Shoal Light, and the opening bid is only $10,000. The auction is part of an effort to restore and maintain Michigan's historic lighthouses. But restoring a lighthouse might be more difficult than you think. When the Detour Reef Light Preservation Society set out 20 years ago to restore a lighthouse near Drummond Island, they ran into a lot of expense and government red tape. David Bardsley was part of the restoration effort at the Detour Reef Light, and he runs its Lightkeeper program. He joins us today to talk about it. Thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
So what is the motivation behind restoring an old lighthouse? Why would anybody want to do that?
Detour Reef Light is it's located out in Lake Huron. It's at a crossroads of the Great Lakes. So it's not a lighthouse that you see in the distance. It's a lighthouse you get real close to if you're coming out of Lake Huron or Lake Michigan and going up into the Lake Superior. So there's a lot of affection for that light.
The effort to restore the Detour Reef Light began 20 years ago. It took a while, but you were eventually successful. What does the lighthouse look like these days?
It really looks nice. You know, we've contacted almost 20 past Coast Guardsmen who served on active duty on the lighthouse before it was automated in 1974. And I remember one comment from a coastie that we took through, and he said, didn't look this good when I worked here. So,
what kinds of things are involved in restoring a historic lighthouse? I'd imagine you're dealing with a bunch of different government agencies.
Well, we have to get possession of the lighthouse, obviously. We started out with a 20-year lease from the Coast Guard. And with the National Historic Lighthouse Preservation Act of 2000, we were able to apply for ownership. To get ownership of the lighthouse, we had to get approval from the state of Michigan to occupy the bottom land of Lake Huron, because the state owns the lake bottom. And that ended up being almost a three-year legal battle with the state. There are issues with approval. The Department of Interior has standards for the restoration and preservation of historic structures. State Historic Preservation Office has to approve all the changes you make to the lighthouse. You know, we went as far as getting approval just to put padlocks on the windows. And we had done multiple grants, which we had to match. And one of them was a federal grant from the Department of Transportation. Well, we're sitting down and meeting with these department officials. The first thing he says is, you're not going to like what I have to say. This guy was so focused on the way he did things. He actually set us back a year in the restoration.
How much money did it take to restore the Detour Reef Light?
About $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did all that money come from?
Well, we had a number of grants over the years. We had a federal grant, and we had a number of state grants. When you see these license plates, Michigan license plates with a lighthouse on it, that's where that grant money came from. That's the Michigan Lighthouse Assistance Program. So actually, it doesn't come out of any tax dollars. It comes out of the people that purchase the license plates with the lighthouse on the license plate.
Hmm. So you hire lightkeepers out there every year. Is there a lot of interest in that?
We have a great deal of interest in the program. We call them volunteer lighthouse keepers, but we do charge for the program. It's essentially for the 3 days and 2 nights, it's $200. And Oh, they love it. They love it. You know, and you know, we've had comments as this is like being on a cruise ship and having the best stateroom in the ship. That we allow children out there, and the kids love it.
David Bardsley is with the Detour Reef Light Preservation Society. Mr. Bardsley, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Aaron.